What did you mix with it to make the...
Well, you make meal out of it. Well, after you boil the corn, it was so soft that you would make some kind of a dough with it, you see?
Oh, that was just automatically...
Yeah, I make a dough because after you boil it.
So, and then you...
And then it's left in your hand there until you make a tortilla with. You have to, it's got some skill there to do that. My wife used to do it.
When did... Do people around here still do that much?
No. They buy the tortillas around me now.
Now, when you made the tortillas, what did you do with them after you'd make...
Well, you put them on the grill there and cook them. And that's all. That's all
too.
And eat it like that.
What would you eat with them?
We use them bread, like you use bread to eat with your tortillas.
What would you eat with the tortillas?
Hmm?
What would you eat with the tortillas? What other foods?
Other food with tortilla, beans.
What kind of
frijoles?
Beans?
Well,
frijoles?
Pink beans and pinto beans.
Did you grow
and any kind of cooking you do, you can eat with tortillas. You can use tortillas as well as you use bread.
Is tortillas different from bread, or is that a kind of bread?
It's different.
What else would you make with the corn? Any other breads or food?
Well, you can make a cornmeal out of it too, just as well, and make cornbread with it.
Well, how would you make cornbread?
You have to grate them, and then staminizer, how you call them? Pass it through the staminizer. You know what it is, do you? You have to make the cornbread is made from the pulp of the grain, you see?
Oh, you take get the outside off it?
Yes, after you grind it.
And then you would take that and
you strain it.
You strain it?
You strain it, that's what I mean.
And then what would you do after you strain it?
Well, it's corn flour already made to make cornbread with.
And how do you make the cornbread?
The cornbread you mix it with water, milk, add some flour you want to, and then put it in a skillet, in a skillet or a cooking pan, wherever you put it in the oven. A small amount of baking powder.
Do you just pour it in? Is it liquid or is it?
Well, you can make, you just pour it like you pour pancakes. You know?
Does it rise up?
Yeah, you rise up and you put some baking powder in.
And how big does it get?
Well, it all depends on the size of the pan where you're cooking in.
So how big would one with cornbread be? Did you ever make any other kind of cornbread? Like, did you ever cook any in the ashes of the fire?
In the open fire, yes. You can cook them in a skillet in the open fire if you want to. We've got to have it covered in. I put some embers in the top of it. That's the name. You know what embers are? Well, I
couldn't find
it. Yes, sir. Red embers on the top of it. After you put it, how you call it? Slit on top of the... On the pan, you put some amber on the top of it, and some on the under the skillet, and there you had an oven. There you can cook it.
What would you call that? You still call it cornbread?
It's cornbread.
And what, Dad? Did you ever make anything with cornmeal that you would boil with turnip greens or something?
Let's see. Well, we used to make. I remember during the World War. They don't sell you flour. To make bread, not tortillas. Yeah, they sell you half and half corn flour and half, and you have to mix and make tortillas with them. Maybe if you talk to more older people, they can't remind that. They rationed that way, you see. We are rationed during the World War number one.
So you couldn't just buy?
Mm-hmm. You take 1 pound of flour, you can take another pound of corn or cornmeal there to mix it with.
And so you would make them?
So you mix them. Or bacon separate if you want to.
Did you ever make anything that like with put a little green pepper or and some onion in the cornmeal?
No,